and disease. All right, tell me what's on your mind. 1-300-564-652. Rollo, are you there?
Yes. G'day, John.
G'day,
Rollo. How are you, mate?
I'm all right, thank you.
Ah, nice to talk to you. Yeah, Stephen Hawking. It's just funny that you should bring that up. That's exactly what I would like to talk to you about. Have you actually read A Brief History of Time?
No.
You haven't?
I have not, no.
No?
I started to read it. Too deep for me. I'm not that clever.
Me neither, actually. I actually read it from cover to cover, actually, and there were only three pages I could actually understand, but...
that's the point.
Went into sort of allegory, but look, what am I reading here? It was a human interest. Like did you ever meet him?
No.
You never met him either.
No.
There's a few people I know that, one person in particular, Tom Dowper, from Fakeologist.com, who actually met him. He didn't have a lot to say to him, but he lives in Cambridge. What did he write? Let me just go. He wrote something very, very nice.
Rollo, why didn't you mark all this out before you picked up the phone?
Because I'm not a professional like you. I mean, you've got tons of handmaidens and producers and that. Who am I?
I haven't got tons of handmaidens and producers. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you talking? Of course you do. Like your 2UE days and your 2GB days.
You were
the man, and you have tons of people to produce the stuff. You've just got the golden tonsils. That's all you've got.
I see. No brains, nothing.
No, well, you don't, because all you do is first thing in the morning, is you read a whole bunch of stuff that's written for you.
How do you know that's written for me?
Because I know that especially when you tried to talk sport, you know nothing about it.
Oh, that's right. I know a bit. Hang on. I know a bit about some sport, tennis, cricket. I love those, but yeah. I can get a bit lost
with,
in...
Ray Hadley or whoever.
I get a bit lost with some sports, but yeah. I know a lot about cricket, and I know a lot of, about motor racing.
I've known your game for years. It was like, look, I've liked your game. I always loved it when you went, hello, and you stopped doing that after Liz Jackson exposed you for, what you did. What you used to do is, like, ring people, like, and then they pretend that they were calling you.
That's a lie.
It's not a lie. Liz Jackson exposed you.
Listen to me, you blockheaded bastard. I said it's a lie, and I'm telling you it's a lie, and I don't care what Liz Jackson said or what you say or what anybody else said. That is a lie.
Well, look,
you pisswink bastard. Don't you ring me and tell lies about me. I'll tell you what, I'll break your...
And then John Howard pretend.
I beg your pardon?
Hello, I'm just listening, John.
What are you doing? I wish you'd go away. You're a pain in the ass. And apart from that, you think you're smart.
I mean, look, I still like your radio style.
I don't care. Do you think I care whether a bloke like you likes my radio style? With a ridiculous name like Rollo, you can piss off. Yes, Rollo, if you're listening, it's agreed around here amongst handmaidens, foot soldiers, and the massive staff that you believe I have, that you're a jerk of the first water. And they also agree that it sounds to them as though you might be a frustrated broadcaster, that the voice is perhaps not as real as it might be, and maybe you would like to have your own radio program. Now, that's not my opinion. I haven't thought that much about you, but they have, and that's their considered opinion. Irrespective of what their considered opinion is, and of course I respect it immensely, I still think you're a jerk of the first water. And you're the kind of bloke I would really love to see face to face. I would love to see how you would confront the issue if you stood right in front of me. It'd be interesting to see if you still had... You see, because it's like Rollo, if that's your real name, it's like sending anonymous letters. You're weak, you see, Rollo. You've got no intestinal fortitude. You didn't give us your name and address. You didn't tell us whence you came. Consequently, it's like an anonymous letter. You can ring up and say, I'm Rollo, and you can say anything you like anybody does when they write an anonymous letter. It's a very cowardly thing to do, but you are a coward. You could tell by your voice you're a coward, and you're never going to be a broadcaster in two lifetimes.